What if you woke up tomorrow and looked outside and realized your home wasn't where it was the night before?
That's the premise of the new novel, The Unmapping, by Wisconsin author Denise S. Robbins.
Starting in a small city in Door County, communities suddenly shuffled their geography, causing all kinds of problems. The strange event raises questions about the impact of disasters and how we deal with them.
Denise S. Robbins is a Madison author and a longtime climate advocate. The Unmapping is her debut novel. Denise, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Let's get a taste of the book. There's this surreal disaster. This is not a spoiler. This happens really early in the book. What happens when my city experiences the unmapping?
So the unmapping is what happens when your city sort of gets sick and reacts very negatively. Every building rearranges with each other at 4 o'clock in the morning every single day. So you wake up one day on one side of the town and the next day on the next side of the town, and everything around you is completely not what it's supposed to be. You don't know how to get to the grocery store. You can't get gas. You can't get to work or get to school. And also, there are implications for electricity and water lines and all. It's basically a disaster story.
And it starts, a lot of the actions in New York City, but it starts in a strange community in Door County called, a fictional city called Gleamwood City. Tell us a little bit about this odd little place.
It is definitely an odd place. I invented the city named Gleamwood City in the tip of Door County outside Manitowoc. I was very inspired by Wisconsin's aluminum Christmas tree history in that location and rolled with that and created this community where they sprung up to create these trees. And then they turn into switching to fake trees that look real and aren't aluminum. Probably Charlie Brown was responsible for that at some point. But this is a very isolated, bizarre, almost too perfect kind of a place that is the beginning of something crazy. So that mapping does begin there, but it's so small and kind of perfect. Nobody really is bothered by it or really understands what's happening.
And you are from Wisconsin. Were you looking for a way to say, okay, Wisconsin has to be part of this wider story?
So I initially wrote this story to take place with a lot of different places all over the country, actually. In each chapter, we have our main story in New York City. We have these two characters, Esme and Arjun, that are collaborating with each other to try to find Esme's fiancé, but also working for the emergency management department to try to handle the city in disaster mode. But I have all these side stories in every single chapter. We get a piece into somebody else's head. And initially, I had these taking place in many different locations. And again, with this aluminum Christmas tree storyline in Wisconsin, that was a big part of it. Eventually, in revisions, I did move a lot of those storylines to New York City because I wanted these characters to interact with each other and feel more connected. But I couldn't move the aluminum Christmas tree industry, nor did I want to. I love Wisconsin, and I there's a big place in my heart for it. And I think even in a book that it takes place in New York City, the literary capital of the world, like, Wisconsin has a place. I think Wisconsin is in some ways the heart of the country, and it often gets overlooked.
This is a surreal kind of disaster, this unmapping, but it has a lot of parallels, I think, with the way disasters happen. And one thing that struck me is the cascading impact. Well, these buildings move along. Well, what about the gas mains that go into the buildings and the water mains and the electricity? You look at the things we don't necessarily think of in that first instance of a disaster. What led you to pursue that?
So I wasn't actually thinking that much about climate change when I first started writing the story, but that ultimately made its way into the story. My work is in climate change and climate change advocacy, and I thought I was writing this as sort of an escape from that, just a surreal way of writing about people getting lost where they live. So this always was a surrealist story, like you mentioned, and it really is how climate change feels to me when I think about what I fear most, in that the unlikely is becoming more likely. And surrealist does take a feeling that exists and is real and heightens it until it's no longer real. So this is a very untrue phenomenon that gets at the heart of what I think climate change disasters have to bear.
Also, it struck me that, okay, your characters in the book are dealing with this new, confusing situation. The authorities don't know what's causing it yet or how to deal with it. It felt like there were some very strong parallels with the first month or two of COVID hitting the United States and people being, do I wash my veggies? Do I wear a mask or no? I'm waiting to find out these things. A lot of your characters in the book are trying to figure out, okay, what do I do on a daily basis here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. In some ways, this is a retelling of that. And I was writing a first and or second draft during COVID, and it was very informative to see society react to such a pervasive and new crisis. I think that without COVID, maybe it would have seemed unrealistic for this to happen and for people to still be able to get through their day and by working remotely and finding GPS markers without society completely breaking down. But that's what happened. We had to really find new ways of living right away, and it worked.
And I don't want people to come away with the impression, based on my last couple of questions, that this is a lesson, a policy statement about climate change or anything like that. You're writing about people dealing mm-hmm. with a difficult situation and how they live their lives in this unusual position.
Yeah, you know, I think what I really wanted to write most about is how individuals can live in times of crisis and have times of crisis actually be a catalyst for change, for internal transformation. That doesn't always happen, but I think it is a really good opportunity when something terrible happens to take a look at your life and question things. That's what happened with some people when COVID happened. They had to take a step back and think, what actually really matters to me right now? Not, you know, all the things that I used to take for granted, I have to throw them out and sort of rebuild what matters from scratch.
Talking to Denise S. Robbins, a Wisconsin author, about her new novel. It's called The Unmapping. Denise, you're from Wisconsin, as we've mentioned, and you worked out east for a while, and you came back to Wisconsin. What brought you back to the state?
Oh, it's just so perfect. I love Wisconsin. I love living here. It's funny. I think I so didn't want to move back here for so long because it just seemed too perfect. I don't know. It's like something I had to mentally push back on, and I always like to do, you know, the opposite of what is expected of me, or at least I used to. And I would visit home. But eventually what the real impetus was, I was living in Washington, D.C., and my husband and I wanted to buy a house and be near family. And so we thought that was much more reasonable to do here than over there.
Well, and I think a lot of times an author or someone in the entertainment or industry or whatever leaves Wisconsin to go to a coast because that's where you have to go to make it. You wrote a lot of your book while you were living on the East Coast, if I have mm-hmm. the timeline right. Do you think that Wisconsin can be a successful place to be an author and to connect with the rest of the world without being in New York or D.C.?
Absolutely, especially the more online things get. I'm able to, in fact, living in Wisconsin, I feel like I have a calmer pace of life and I have more opportunities to connect with writers from all over the country, all over the world even. I feel much more connected to the national literary community than I was when I was in D.C. because I just have more time for it.
We've got a great bunch of Wisconsin fiction authors that we've talked to here on the show. Do you feel a connection with them? Do you have a group of peer writers, whether you are in touch with them or just read their stuff from afar?
I do. I think the nice thing about Madison also is its relative small size means it's pretty easy to meet the other writers in town. And so I feel like I've gotten to know them, not necessarily every writer, but a lot of great writers in the community and, you know, being invited to help out with the Wisconsin Book Festival and things like that. And of course, even the non-published authors, there are tons of people who are really interested in writing. So in a wonderful writing group, and it's really easy to find people who are really actively engaged. Being near the university, of course, is a big, big benefit, especially one with such a great writing program. But a lot of people I met aren't necessarily affiliated with that either.
You've written shorter works. This is your debut novel. Do you have thoughts of another novel, maybe in the works or in the future?
Oh, do I? I have too many thoughts. I have a couple of draft novels that are actually done, and I'm working on another one right now. It's just, you know, the publishing industry is slow, mm-hmm. but hopefully there will be much more from me. I'm not planning to slow down anytime soon.
Would we ever go back to Gleamwood City? Because I left the book hungry for knowing more about this very strange place in the middle of Wisconsin.
So I actually wrote a lot more about this strange place than ended up in the book. I needed to really work out in my head what was happening. So I wrote pages and pages and pages, and I didn't want this storyline to really weigh down the book too much. It's meant to be kind of a side piece of just, you know, crisis happens. Some people are going to go a little crazy, and that was an important thing to include. But I don't think I'm planning to return there anytime soon, but I'm not totally ruling it out.
Denise, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
That was Wisconsin author Denise S. Robbins. We've been talking about her new novel. It's called The Unmapping.